I would be about it all the time. It's crazy as I could take a little bit in my mouth. I got to make a boast in the Lord, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, yeah. Magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Praise God for another day.
Amen.
Come together one more time.
Yes, yes.
Blessing him for this 201st day of the year.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And we're still here.
Amen.
Quite a thing this morning.
Yes, sir.
So we're grateful to God for this is another day the Lord has made.
Yes.
Let's rejoice and be glad in it.
Rejoice. Praise God.
He is good all the time.
Yes, sir. Yes, he is.
Hey. And we are thanking God for yet this beautiful sunny day.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Let us pray the Lord is in his holy temple, the altar keep silent before him. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Thou preach, thou stand within thy gate, O Jerusalem. Eternal God, in the name of Jesus, we are so thankful and grateful that you can continue to bless us and keep us in a mighty special way. We thank you, God, for life, health, and strength, and we're thanking you for this day that we can count on your word.
Yes,
thank you. One another as we are back in this pandemic. Yes, Lord Jesus, that we know that life still goes on and you're still in control.
Yes, God.
So we're asking you to take charge of this service now.
Please,
and
God.
Lead us and guide us through it, light in the ill spirit, anoint us for this cause. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Okay. We're going to call your attention today to the book of Genesis, chapter 22, verse 7 and 8. Genesis 22, 7 and 8. Got it.
Amen.
Genesis 22, 7, 8. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, my father, and he said, here am I, son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both together, both of them together. And went to speak to you today from this topic. Tell everybody, God will provide.
Amen.
Okay. It seems like things are going backwards instead of forward.
My Lord.
Just as you think things are getting better. You turn around, showing the numbers showing up worse.
Mm-hmm. I'll be glad.
Okay. So, and it looks like sometime that we're not going to get that job that's lost.
Yes.
People are running out of funds. Running out of unemployment.
Yes.
Yep.
And this don't seem like to do, but God will provide.
Yes, he will.
Okay. is doing it through the food that they distribute in every week.
Amen.
Truckloads of food coming to places and nobody to pick it up sometimes. Okay. God is making a way.
Yes, he is.
May Amen. Not be a luxurious journey that you're looking for, but he give you your basis.
Amen.
And just like he provided for the children of Israel as they journey from Egypt to the promised land, Canaan land.
Uh-huh.
Even though they had messed up and causing themselves to be in a fix that they didn't have to be.
Amen.
But because of their unbelief.
Yes, yes.
Okay, it caused them to suffer 40 years.
My Lord.
For an 11-day journey.
Uh-huh. Amen.
They could have made it from Egypt to the promised land in 11 days. But because they didn't believe that God will provide for them, God has them to suffer for 40 years in the wilderness. See, all those that was above 20 at that time had died out. And that offspring, the one went in and meet the benefits of the promise of the man that the God has promised to give.
Amen.
Okay. These people couldn't say they didn't know where the promised land was because they had been outside of the promised land. And sent in 12 spies.
Yes.
To look the land over. They came back with evidence that they were being there.
Yes.
They had pomegranates. They had grapes. And they had evidence the grapes was enough to let them know that the land was all that God had promised them it would be.
Amen.
Because they brought back one cluster of grapes. Okay. But the interesting thing is, it took them 2 men carrying those grapes. Okay. 2 people carried one cluster of grapes. It couldn't be the ordinary grapes that we see in the store. Not that size. It wouldn't take 2 men to carry one cluster. Okay.
Yeah.
So those grapes had to be some huge grapes, maybe about the size of grapes, I guess.
But it
was huge grapes. And all of it happened. All right, so they were there, and they came back and said they didn't believe that they could go and possess the land. Okay. But God promised. And when God promises, he comes through.
Amen.
What he promised.
Amen.
And he will make a way.
Yes, yeah.
All right. And he will provide the means for you to get to where he has promised you to bring you.
Yes.
Okay. What he said he'll do, he will do it.
Amen. All right.
And you can bet on that. Okay. You can bank on that, put it that way. You can bank on it. And take that to the bank. spiritual bank, okay, that builds your faith. Amen. And your faith will increase your growth in the Lord, and your power that you have in Him is the faith you got that determines your power.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe, it said, the size of a mustard seed,
mm-hmm,
that much faith, you can move mountains.
Amen.
Make changes in your life. All right. So God will provide whatever the word of God has said He will do for you. He will surely do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So God promised to take care of you. He's going to do it.
My Lord.
Okay. Again, as I said earlier, it may not be a lustrous bed for you to lay on.
Uh-huh.
There'll be some rocks in the bed. All right.
Amen. But
He didn't promise you that. He didn't promise that He will take care of you.
Amen.
He will protect you. And that means anything that happens to us through the day,
mm-hmm,
is intended that happened to you by God allowing it to do it.
Amen.
Because it said everything that we go through, we need to give thanks for it.
Mm-hmm.
And He said it was His will.
Yes.
And His will must be done.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So He wills it that way because He's getting glory,
mm-hmm,
out of your life.
Amen.
And we determine whether He gets glory for us or not. Okay?
My Lord.
We determine that.
Uh-huh.
Because if we respond the right way, then God gets the glory.
Yes.
If we respond the other way, the wrong way, He doesn't get the glory. The devil gets it.
Mm-hmm.
So you either glorifying God or you're glorifying the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you're trying to glorify yourself, that's the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay. Because there's only one way.
That's right.
And that's God's way.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay. There's only one thing you're going to be doing is following what the Word of God has proclaimed and declared in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So keep that in mind. God will provide.
Yes, He will.
He never fails.
Yes.
And He cannot fail. So whatever He says is already there.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't there when He said it, it became so.
Amen.
When He says it, things happen.
Mm-hmm.
His word created the heavens and the earth.
Yes.
His word created you and me.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke things into existence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He spoke things and let there be. And at the word, let there be, whatever He called out, it was.
Amen.
Okay? So He can say, let there be peace in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Peace is there. You just got to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we refuse to accept it because we keep saying, I know, but. We got to find an excuse so that we can keep continuing to do what we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Feel the way we've been feeling. We don't want to get rid of that feeling, and yet we're complaining about the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the one holding on.
Yes.
But did not He tell us, cast all your cares
On him.
Upon him.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You have that standing invitation.
Uh-huh.
Every day. 24 hours in the day.
Amen.
You have a standing invitation. Whenever that means, whatever time of the day the problem comes up in your life, you can cast it right then.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you, God.
You don't have to carry it not 1 second.
Uh-huh.
I continue to tell you, the longer you carry something, the harder it is for you to get rid of it.
Uh-huh.
Because it grows roots. And it continues to anchor itself in you. Okay? It's like a piece of nut grass. Okay? The nut grass sends out stolen all over everywhere.
Yes.
And you pull it up and think you got it, and it pops up 3 more places somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
Because it already doesn't set the root out.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes you think you've gotten rid of your problem, and all you did was just brush it aside.
Uh-huh.
And while you think everything is smoking, the next day, troops are sticking out everywhere from underground.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And that's because you were the decision maker as to what is going to happen, how it's going to happen, right? You cast that care to God and let God work it out.
Amen.
We cast it to God and then we try to figure out how it's going to be worked out. Well, you working on the problem, so you never get really past cast to God.
Uh-huh.
Right? If you cast it to God, then it's out of your hands. It's up to you now. Okay?
Amen.
You got to realize that. So, remember that God is our great provider. He owns cattle on thousands of hills.
Yes.
He has everything that we need.
Because
everything that exists comes from him.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
And there's nothing that is, that has been, that will be,
uh-huh,
that didn't come from God.
Amen.
Okay. Called the earth is the Lord.
Yes, it is.
And the fullness thereof.
Uh-huh.
And all that dwells therein. For he founded upon the sea and established upon the flood.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. And so let's lift your head up and keep it lifted up during these trying times.
Mm-hmm.
And when you lift your head up, and you need to allow the King of Glory to come in.
Yes.
Okay. If you don't know who he is, the word that he is, the King of Glory, the Lord, strong and mighty.
Yes.
The Lord.
Yes.
In battle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He is the King of Glory.
Yes, he is.
All right. Not nobody else, but God is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Whatever they're doing to bring you down to your knees. If the pain down to your knees, pray while you're down there.
My Lord.
Ask the Lord to lift you back up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But then you got to allow him to lift you up.
Amen.
So we ask God to pull us out of the hole, and then when he reached down for us, we snap our hand back. Okay? You got to allow him to get you out of the problem. What I mean by you snatching your hand back. Okay. Let not your heart be troubled.
Uh-huh.
All right. You said, I know that, but this is a different situation. Well, you can snatch your hand back. Okay? You got control of how you're going to feel.
Amen.
Don't allow the devil to take over your mind.
That's right.
You got to have this and you got to have that. And all rid of this. You got to have no more than what the word says.
Amen.
That's faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that he will provide.
Yes.
He will provide my deliverance.
Uh-huh.
He will provide my help, my joy, mm-hmm. my peace, my hope, my victory. God will provide it.
Yes.
Yes, he will.
And he's already, in fact, we need to say God has already provided.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So the work is already done.
Yes, mm-hmm. thank you, God.
Jesus finished that work on the cross.
Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm. When it said, it is finished.
Yes.
Everything I came to do.
It's finished.
I have accomplished it.
Yes.
It is finished. He came to destroy the works of the devil.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the devil can't hurt you. You don't let him.
That's right.
Okay. Okay. The devil is a mirage in one way of speaking.
Uh-huh.
He's a false pretender.
Yeah.
All right. He pretends he is big and bad.
Mm-hmm.
He may disguise himself.
Yes, sir.
To look like he's big and bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The devil. Peter said he walks around on his earth.
Born lion.
Okay. Acting like he's a big, bad, going lion.
That's right.
Okay. Because he didn't say he walked around a rolling lion, but as one.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. He acts like he was, but he's not.
Amen.
God has already defamed him. He doesn't have his tan teeth. Okay. There was a cartoonist. Used to be on when we were back in the day in the 1900s. Okay. And the line on it. Teeth have been all pulled. I don't know whether you might remember them like mine was called Snagapus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what the devil is.
Uh-huh.
He makes noise like him, but he's a lion. But he ain't got no claws.
Mm-mm.
He ain't got no teeth. Because Jesus already destroyed all that he can do.
Yes.
He will make you think he got him.
Uh-huh.
But he's a master of deception.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, he now, is.
So, there was a time when Jesus was feeding his mother to the word of God. A great multitude was there with him, and there was nothing to eat. Jesus called his disciples to him and said unto them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days,
mm-hmm.
and there is nothing to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they've been, they will say, in the Bible for 3 days. All right, and then they have now have eaten up all the food. There was no food, at least not enough for them to eat that third day. So Jesus now wants to send them, feed them. Okay? He wanted to feed them because he said if he sent them away fasting along the way to their own houses, they're going to faint before they get there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so he said, have them to sit down that he may receive them. And the disciples want to know, they asked the disciples, how many loaves of bread do you have?
Yes.
And they said, we have seven. And so he had commanded them to sit down on the ground.
Yes.
And to, and took the seven loaves and gave thanks and broke it and gave his disciples to sit before them. Mm-hmm. And they did sit them before the people.
Amen.
Now, there were seven loaves. But there were 4,000 people with seven loaves. Mm-hmm. All right. We say that's not enough. Mm-hmm. This is what the disciples saying. That's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
But what you need to do is remember who's your provider.
Amen.
Cast that care
mm-hmm.
into his hand.
Yes.
And allow him to work it out for you.
Amen.
He will do it.
Hey, Jesus worked on it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, give me the bread. And he offered it up and gave thanks. And before you put anything in your mouth, give thanks.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Okay. Most of the time, we own the thing we thank for is the food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we don't say that, but one or two times a day,
mm-hmm.
or three times if you eat three meals. We don't thank it for the snacks in between.
Uh-huh.
We don't thank it for the water that we drink all through the day.
No. Uh-huh.
So, you got to thank him for everything. That soda you stopped on the road and bought on your way uh-huh. where you're going.
Uh-huh.
Thank him for everything.
Mm-hmm.
For he is the provider.
Yes,
and thank him, ask him to bless it and sanctify it. It won't hurt you.
Yes.
It's blessed. Amen. And what's blessed can't be cursed.
Amen.
All right.
Okay. So, work on that. God will provide.
Yes, he will.
Okay. So they gave out the bread.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a few fish there. So he also blessed that.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave that out. Mm-hmm. And from seven loaves, two fish. 4,000 people were fed.
Mm-hmm.
God is a provider.
Yes, he is.
Okay. And they were fed and were able to take up the broken pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And then they found out they had seven baskets full.
Mm-mm-mm.
After feeding 4,000.
My Lord.
Out of seven loaves of bread.
Mm-hmm.
And a few fish.
Yeah.
Okay. God will do it for you.
Yes, he will.
But you got to get the problem to him.
Yeah.
As long as five of the bread and the fish, it won't enough to feed the people.
Mm-hmm.
But when they gave it to Jesus, Jesus provided whatever was needed to bring it to fruition and able to accomplish and satisfy that problem. Okay. And he will do yours the same way because he is the provider. Not
Amen.
Only that, but there's another time he said 5,000. the two fish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Five barley loaves. Mm-hmm. But whatever yours is, God will. God will. Have that problem for you.
Yeah.
He is our provider.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Amen.
Abraham was one of the people that God had called out. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. He's the one that God made the promise to.
Mm-hmm.
To make thy seed as the sands of the sea. Sure. God allowed Abraham to get up in his old age, 99. Okay. And to bear a son at his 100-year anniversary. 100 years old and bearing the promise, son. And he had one other that was not of the promise. So he wouldn't count it. Because God made the promise to him that he would make him a father of many nations. Okay? So, Abraham was born to Sarah at the age of 90 for her and 100 for Abraham. But Isaac was born into Sarah at the age of Sarah, 90 years old, and the father Abraham was 100. Yeah, he was born in and God tested Abraham's faith.
Mm-hmm.
Said, Abraham, I need you to take your only son, Isaac, and take him to what I didn't show you, and offer him up there as a burnt offering.
Uh-huh.
And Abraham said, oh, well, he got his servant together. And he got 1,000 years ago. Another surprise. Abraham, and he got the wood and the fire and the sun, and then they went on up to a place called. And they got there the third day and saw the place where the sacrifice was to take place.
Mm-hmm.
So Abraham said to his son, to the young men, stay here with the ass. And the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Okay. Now Abraham knew that his brother sacrificing his son Isaac. But notice he's saying, the lad and I will go yonder and worship and come back to you again. Okay? So he, speaking faith, even though he was sacrificing the son, God was going to give him back. But then, my son and I will come back to you again. Okay? Now, so Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they both went together. And Isaac spake to Abraham, thing. Father, he said, my Father. He said, here am I, my son. And he said, and behold, I see the fire. You see the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Uh-huh. Abraham said, my son, God will provide.
Yes, he will.
And a lamb for the burnt offering.
Mm-hmm.
And so Abraham now binds his son. And notice that Isaac did not resist, because he believed what his father told him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when Abraham prepared himself to sacrifice Isaac, and he raised his hand, the angel spoke down and called unto him out of heaven. He said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I.